Scientists say climate change is making tropical storms and heavy rainfall more common. Just this week, we've seen catastrophic flooding in Tennessee and much of the Northeast inundated. And of course, global warming is also bringing extreme temperatures, but not everyone feels the heat the same way, even within the same city. One recent study says low-income communities of color are more likely to experience severe heat because of historically unequal development and zoning policies. A new national effort hopes to identify and eventually address these urban heat islands. Celeste Gracia of member station WUNC reports.
Hello, welcome. This
looks like Tobin Freed is standing in front of a table in a parking lot in Durham, North Carolina. The table is covered with papers, equipment, and a box of pastries. Freed helps volunteers check in and explains their assignments to them.
Here, this is where you're going to start.
Okay.
Get in Google and go there.
Okay.
You want to be there by 7.
Yes.
On this day, dozens of volunteers head out 3 times on 25 different routes throughout Raleigh and Durham. Volunteers either bike, walk, or drive. They take sensors with them that measure heat stress index, a measurement that calculates how the air temperature feels when combined with humidity. Freed is the sustainability manager for Durham County. She says that data from the sensors will be used to create heat maps of the two cities.
So then we get to see where these urban heat islands, these little pockets that are hotter than other areas or that don't cool off later in the day, where they are exactly. And so then we can start designing programs and policies to address this. So is it an area where we can plant more trees or put in more green space?
The data can also be used to address other issues within a city. Nicole Goddard is a sustainability analyst for the city of Raleigh.
Our transportation office may use it to think about where they might put covered bus shelters. Our parks department might use that to think about parks acquisition projects or even parks amenities.
While all of these ideas may help in the future, officials are now dealing with this uneven distribution of heat because of decisions made decades ago about where people could live.
So both Raleigh and Durham have a really painful history and legacy of racist policy and planning that served to segregate both cities based off of race.
Max Colley is a program manager at the Durham Museum of Life and Science and a lead organizer of this project.
These redlined areas, the areas that were given the lowest grade because specifically they had the most people of color and black people in them, today are most likely most at risk during a heat event.
Colley says these neighborhoods often don't have many trees or parks and tend to have high levels of impervious surfaces, like sidewalks or parking lots. These surfaces are made of materials that prevent water from seeping into the ground. Instead, they absorb heat and hold it in. People in these communities are also more likely to live in poverty and not have health insurance.
Data that comes out of this project, we hope will shine a light on that and help to make better decisions to right some of those wrongs.
Okay. Back in Durham, I drive around with volunteer Marla Casper. We follow a map that takes us by houses in quiet neighborhoods and through busy shopping areas, with our heat sensor attached to the passenger side window. Casper says she feels like being on the data collection side of research is really important.
Not only as a nurse or a medical professional, but just as a, you know, community member and giving back to the community, this is going to be used for good.
Raleigh and Durham are 2 of 13 cities participating in this national project sponsored by NOAA. Other cities include New York, Cincinnati, and Detroit. The data will be analyzed and final heat maps will be sent back to the cities in a few months. That's when the real work will begin. For Here and Now, I'm Celeste Gracia.